Fiona Kelly is back now for her second look at today's papers.
Two insolvency cases received coverage on the front of two of this morning's papers. The Irish Independent leads with a case involving Pepper Finance, a loan servicing company which manages mortgages owned by so-called vulture funds. Shane Phelan reports that the company has agreed to give a 55-year-old widow a new 36-year mortgage on her home in Clonmel at a rate of 0.5%. Phelan writes that the agreement offers hope to other mortgage holders in arrears. The Irish Times, meanwhile, details financial transactions carried out by Derek Quinlan, which insolvency administrators in the UK have cited as reasons for blocking him from exiting bankruptcy. Mark Paul writes that the former property developer still owes €103 million through NAMA. Garda investigations, which have been launched following the discovery of the bodies of two men over the bank holiday weekend, received coverage on the front of today's Irish Daily Mirror. Two people have been charged in connection with the death of 27-year-old Stephen Ring, whose body was found in Wexford on Sunday, and another man has been arrested after the remains of 40-year-old Joris Kokenbergs was discovered at a house in Lucan yesterday. The Irish Daily Mail leads this morning with the line that an estimated 53 children who are on Tuusla's radar have died in the past 3 years. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun run with front page pictures of Eric Ten Hag boarding a private jet out of Manchester yesterday, just hours after he was fired as manager of Man United. The case of Judith Evans, a school teacher from Newton Abbey in County Antrim, who has admitted guilty to 9 charges related to sex acts and sexual communication with a teenage boy, generates the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph. The paper reports that concerns had previously been raised about the 33-year-old by other teachers at the grammar school where she worked. Comments made by former Alliance Party leader John Alderdice urging the party not to sit on the fence in the event of a forthcoming border poll provides the Irish News with its lead story. John Manley reports that his remarks made in a book about the party are likely to rile its current leadership. Elsewhere this morning, the Examiner reports that Blair's Inn, an award-winning family-owned pub which has been in business in Blarney in Cork since 1986, is to close on Sunday. Back in the Times, on post chief executive and chair of the Dublin City Task Force, David McRedmond has written an opinion piece today under the headline, Dublin doesn't have to be held back by naysayers. Also in the Times, broadcaster Brendan Balfe is the author of today's An Irishman's Diary. In a piece about his early years working for RTE in Henry Street, he recalls how, as he made his first ever live broadcast, his colleague Terry Wogan poured a jug of water over his head. Another celebrity who it seems is also fond of a spot of pranking, actor Timothy Chalamet, is pictured in a number of today's papers. The star of Willy Wonka and Dune caused mayhem when he turned up at his own look-alike contest held at Washington Square Park in New York on Sunday. And staying with the movie theme, Irish producer Edwina Forkin, who is involved in filming a string of feel-good, family-friendly movies in West Cork for Hallmark, is interviewed in today's Examiner. And finally, in the run-up to Halloween, the Star reports that Kinnity Castle in County Offaly, now the site of a luxury hotel, has been labelled by paranormal enthusiasts as Ireland's most haunted building. Nick Bramwell reports that the most commonly sighted ghost at the building, which dates back to the 4th century, is a playful monk called Hugh, who we're told engages in behaviour such as hiding cutlery and switching television sets on and off.
Spooky. Fiona, thank you.